I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. The election of Donald Trump 2 years ago was stunning. It also rattled the international political order. Now it's election season again here in the U.S., and again, people around the world are watching for what the outcome of the midterms might say about where our country is headed. That's why we're looking this fall at the changing face of American political power. Today, we're going to San Diego for a look at the campaign of Amar Campa Najjar, who's running for Congress. Here's reporter Saul Gonzalez.
Thank you very much.
Of course. Thank you for your question.
In a hilltop home near San Diego, Democratic congressional candidate Amar Campa Najjar introduces himself to a group of voters using humor.
I don't know how you felt when Trump became president, but I slept like a baby. No, I did. I did. I woke up every 2 hours. I cried. Went back to bed.
Like lots of other people running for office this year, Campa Najjar is young, 29, and he's never run for office before. Campa Najjar also comes from a diverse background. He's the U.S.-born son of a Mexican mother and Palestinian father, who spent part of his childhood living in Gaza during a time of relative peace.
And it was fun. Like, I had friends, we had my cousins there, we'd go to the beach and eat watermelon and smoke hookah behind our parents' backs and stuff like that, and have fun, just genuine, innocent childhood fun.
But Campa Najjar also has a family connection to a violent episode in the Palestinian-Israeli conflict.
This is a CBS News special report. Terror at the Olympics.
With in 1972, Campa Najjar's paternal grandfather helped plan the Palestinian terrorist attack on the Olympic Games in Munich. It left 11 Israeli athletes dead. The grandfather was subsequently killed by Israeli commandos. Campa Najjar says he shares none of his grandfather's views and that he shouldn't be judged for the actions of a man he never knew.
Our lives never overlapped. He died 16 years before I was born. So what I do know about him, I know through reading about it from the same materials you have access to. So I could only speak about it from a historical standpoint. There's no personal connection. Time and space wouldn't allow it. And so, you know, what I do know about his alleged activities, I condemn outright, full-throatedly, with no equivocation.
But that hasn't stopped Duncan Hunter, the incumbent Republican congressman and Campa Najjar's opponent, from using Campa Najjar's family history as a political club, like in this campaign spot.
Amar Campa Najjar is working to infiltrate Congress. He's used three different names to hide his family's ties to terrorism. His grandfather masterminded the Munich Olympic massacre. His father said they deserved to die.
Many political watchers say Hunter has turned to this line of attack because of his own problems. In August, Hunter and his wife were indicted for spending more than $250,000 in campaign funds on personal expenses, like a vacation to Italy, family dental bills, and video games. Campa Najjar says voter outrage should be focused not on his background and family, but on Hunter's alleged crimes.
He lost his way in Washington, and I think there was a kind of a slippery slope that he went on. It turned to self-interest, and now it's leading to self-destruction.
But Campa Najjar also says he wants to keep his campaign positive. His platform emphasizes affordable health care, vocational training, and clean energy.
And lead with our values and be proud that we're the part.
And when he talks to voters, Campa Najjar emphasizes the need to get beyond today's tribal politics.
It's not about the left versus the right. It's about those who are in and out of the political machine in Washington, who are duping all of us to turn on each other. And Trump.
Jason Race, a military veteran who often votes Republican, likes what he hears from Campa Najjar.
Even though policy-wise, I'm not 100% in agreement with everything, I think he's got good character, and I think he means the best for America and for this district, and so he's got my vote.
But until Hunter's indictment, Campa Najjar's campaign was considered a long shot. And even in the wake of the indictment, Hunter still leads in the polls. But Campa Najjar is counting on steady demographic changes in his district, including a growing Latino and Arab American population.
It's the biggest Chaldean, so Christian Iraqi population outside of Michigan and Iraq. It's 35% Latino. We are sitting in a place where Escondido, where 30% of all the voters live. And it's a majority minority city. And
you think because of those changes, more receptive to you and your background?
Absolutely.
And in the last few weeks of campaigning, Campa Najjar says he's ready for political dirty tricks that try to use his heritage and family's past against him.
Here's the thing. I didn't wake up and become Latino Arab American when I started running. So all the intrigue that comes with that and all like the trials and triumphs that come with having a diverse background and the opportunity and challenges of that, I've carried my whole life.
For the World, Saul Gonzalez, San Diego.